welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Nick Cleave, editor of the Butyl Acetate Report. He's going to tell us about the reasons behind the significant increases in butyl acetate prices recently in Europe. So, Nick, prices in February reached record levels, with prices rising to 1,400 to 1,640 euros per tonne in the first week of February. Why did this happen?
There are three major producers of butyl acetate in Europe: BASF, Oxeia and INEOS. Last October, BASF declared force majeure from Ludwigshafen following an explosion at the plant, which is still active. The plant has a nameplate capacity of 90,000 tonnes a year, so this significantly tightened the market. Throughout the first week of February, there was talk of production problems and a possible force majeure at Oxeia's plant in Marl, Germany, which has a nameplate capacity of 100,000 tonnes a year. Oxeia declared force majeure on Friday the 3rd, but there was talk from sources that they already had earlier in the week. This put significant upwards pressure on prices, with market players saying that they were increasing by hundreds of euros during Thursday and Friday. Prices have remained around that level throughout February.
So how has demand been affected by the increases in prices?
Levels of demand were generally said to be healthy, but needed to be supplied from alternative sources. For example, a producer outside of Northwest Europe produced and sold an extra 500 tonnes of material above its usual production for February. Aiteng Lin, the editor of the Asia-Pacific Butyl Acetate Report, wrote that Chinese producers received a lot of purchase inquiries from Europe, between $840 to $860 per tonne FOB China, which would be around 800 euros per tonne. However, this material would take at least a month to arrive in Europe. Some buyers also delayed their purchasing if they could. The technical issue which caused Oxeia's force majeure was understood to only take a couple of weeks to repair, and the sentiment was that Oxeia would be back to the market shortly.
And has supply improved?
On Wednesday the 22nd, Oxeia lifted their force majeure and announced their plant is running at normal production rates. Though we're yet to see how active they are in the spot market, levels of interest for importing material from China fell last week, which suggests that European buyers are becoming more confident that they will be able to secure domestic product. We also saw prices drop slightly last week to 1350 to 1640 euros per tonne. Talk of some deals happening far above the ICIS range at 1900 to 2000 euros a tonne has also disappeared, suggesting that the market is beginning to settle after the shock of Oxeia's force majeure. However, with BASF still on force majeure, the European butyl acetate market remains tight.
Great, thanks for explaining that, Nick. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.